lift my eyes, I see my King.
The sun sets free, who is free.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this prayer line to share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. I would like to say a prayer of those who are going through and you are overwhelmed. But you know, Lord is so good that His mercy endures forever. And I truly thank God for the righteous of Him. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. So I thank God in the prayer that gives us calm in the midst of chaos. And the prayer reads, Heavenly Father, when the chaos of life overwhelms us, I feel the weight of anxiety press our heart. It's like a storm raging inside us, leaving us restless and searching for relief. But you, Lord, are the giver of peace, the one who calms every storm and quiets every fear. Today, we bring my fears and worries to you. We lay them at your feet, trusting that you are greater than anything we face. Silence the noise in our mind, Lord, and fill our heart with your steadying presence. Remind us that we are not alone, that you are with us in every moment, even when we can't feel it. Drive out every anxious thought and replace it with your truth. Speak your promise over our heart that you are our refuge, our strength, and every present help. Fill us with a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that comes only from you. Lord, let your spirit guide us and comfort us. Help us to trust you with all that we cannot control, and to rest in the knowledge that you are in control. Teach us to find joy, even in the chaos, knowing that your plan for us are good. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. In the days we are facing right now, in this generation we are in, things are collapsed, it's breaking apart, it's falling apart. And we are in the midst of turmoil, storms, spiritual storms. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ in the days we are facing. But the book of Joel, and I thank God that I'm going into the book of Joel, the 2nd chapter 1 and 2. Verse 1 and 2, it says, Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound the alarm in our holy mountains. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. We are to sound the alarm, we as righteous people, those who are called by the name of God. Those who are called by the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you have been ordained to sound the trumpet. And thank God, because we are need to let the church know. They need to wake up out of their sleep and listen to the trumpet of God, to let them know that things are perilous, time is at hand. Devastation is at hand. We are facing a lot of chaos at this moment. But most of all, I truly thank God for Jesus, because the Lord wants us to blow the alarm, to come forth, to let the world know, to let those who are deaf in hearing to hear the word of God, that Jesus is soon to come. But while we on this earth, we need to blow the trumpet to let the church know we are the church. We need to let the church know that the Lord is coming soon. But we got to be like the five wise virgins to oil our lamp, to make sure we have enough oil to enter into the kingdom of God. But I truly thank God for the love of his grace and mercy. I truly thank God for his love and in his all that he is to us in this hour. We got to build our armor. As Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that we be able to stand against the fiery dart that the enemy be shooting at us. As I was listening, praise God, of the man of God said, the Lord is raising up new devils, praise God, new demons, praise God. And the level that he moved us up, Satan moving his demons, new demons, releasing new demons, praise God, in the level to fight us, praise God, to attack us, that we won't have, that the Satan don't want us to get the rifle of the kingdom that God promised us. But we got to fight like never before. We got to go into spiritual warfare as never before, because the enemy get into our children, our friends, our associates, or whoever. But we got to learn to tap in to the spiritual realm, praise God, and that's his glory realm, praise God, to enter in with a spiritual warfare to fight the enemy as much as we can. And the word of God saying, I thank God, not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Praise God. We got to put on the armor, as Paul said, stating in Ephesians the 6th chapter. We got to put on the armor of strength and armor of righteousness and stand firm in the word of God. We got to press our way in. Thank you, Lord. We got to press our way in to get more further into God's kingdom, into God's righteousness, into God's Son, and his only begotten Son. We got to get into that glory, the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. We got to get into the kingdom of God. But one thing about it, in Acts 13 chapter and the 40 and the 41st verse, praise God, beware therefore lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. So we got to work the work, praise God. The Lord is doing a work in our lives right now, but we got to have a strong discernment to pick up what the enemy is about to do. We need to learn to pick up what God wants us to do by the strong discernment to reverence him, to acknowledge him, and most of all, to seek his faith more than ever before. In Habakkuk, the 1st chapter, starting at the 5th verse, behold me, look, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, though it be told you. So God going to do a work in the midst of this chaos. And the Lord is going to reveal his glory to those who are blind and they be able to see. To those who are deaf, be able to hear what the Lord is saying to them at this moment. God said, I'm going to do a work that you, praise God, that we say, a work that will not, people will not believe, but he said, I'm going to do a work in your day, which you will not believe. There's some unbelievers, but God going to do miracles. God going to do healing. God going to do peace. Praise God. Some people going to find peace. Some people going to get healed. Some people going to be delivered from the demonic forces coming against them. But most of all, God is going to do the work. God is going to demonstrate his authority on this earth. He's going to demonstrate his authority on this earth. But we who are chosen by God, not by man, by God, hallelujah, is going to know the work of God. They're going to be revealed by the work of God. They're going to experience the work of God. Hallelujah. Those going to be experienced the fiery burning bush like Moses did. Some going to receive healing. Praise God. When they're not expecting. Some are going to prophesy when they're not expecting. But most of all, the power of God, his body, his glory, his righteousness is going to come forth more than ever before. But I truly thank God for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. We got to sound the alarm. We got to sound the alarm to let people know that Jesus will soon to come. But we got to enter into the glory, his righteousness. We got to enter into his kingdom and to receive all that he said. And Habakkuk 1:5 said, behold, ye among the heathen, and regard and wonder, marvelous this, for I will work a work in your day. The day is shining. The sun is shining. Praise God. While we are working in day, why is day? We need to do what God commands us to do. We need to work in the glory of God and to receive the righteousness of God. And to know that God is good, that his mercy endures forever. So we truly thank God for his grace and for his mercy. Let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. Let us receive everything that God wants us to receive, and not to hesitate, but to trust in him. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let's sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. Let people know that Jesus is soon to come. Why it is day, why we have the opportunity, why God our breath in our body, let's tell someone that Jesus loves you and he is coming back for his church, for his bride. So praise the holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, that those who are alive on this earth, let us pertain, let us receive the revelation and the message of God. Let us receive the glory of God and to reverence him, honor him, and to bless him. So may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. May the love of God be upon every one of you. Praise God. So God bless you. And you have a great and beautiful day. Sound the trumpet. Sound the alarm. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.